This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We sometimes ask musicians about the instruments they choose, but what about everyone else? As part of our series called Pro Tool, we're featuring people with strong opinions about the best tool for their work. Earlier this week, we heard from a cobbler in Maine about his vintage industrial strength Stitcher. But before we go this morning, Scott Dokar, a magician, will spend a few seconds on playing cards.
Well, it's a joke that we say that a magician must do at least one card trick per show. I think that's just because it's become synonymous with magic is playing cards. They're airline gift cards that are just really crummy to use. They stick together and they're not too well honed. And then there's the Stradivarius of playing cards, Jerry's Nuggets, which will go up for $500 a deck now. I can't afford to use $500 deck cards every day, so I use B-back Stingers. They are put out by the U.S. Playing Card Company in Cincinnati, Ohio, and B is kind of the one that you'd find in a casino. One of the main reasons that I use B-Stingers is because they do look normal. A lot of times with these commemorative decks, people might think that they're trick decks, and I don't want to implant that idea in them. I want to use something that looks as organic as possible. It's a very plain back. It's an Escher-like back design, a very, very good register. So each card is intricate in its cut. And the cut feels really good, too, in the shuffling. It sounds kind of rude, doesn't it?